We are live from the Master, Dan and
Joshio.
And who have we got?
Imogen Clark.
Hello, hey Imogen. Guys, thanks for having me.
No worries. Firstly, congratulations. We love your music. You're making some really good stuff.
Thank you so much. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, pleasure. How did you get into music, firstly? Well, that should be the first question to ask you. What made you get into country music?
Well, my dad is a musician and he's played all his life, but lots of different genres. I mean, he's done a little bit of sort of folk and country, but he's also been mostly in rock and punk music and stuff. So it kind of influenced me to be into a lot of different genres and instruments lying around. He let me pick them up and really he's a legend. So I couldn't, you know, I wouldn't have been doing it if not for him.
Yeah, cool. And why did you fall into country music? I mean, it's a unique genre, I suppose, on the landscape.
Yeah, it's weird, really. I don't actually know how it happened because I was raised on a lot of rock music like Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple. And then I had folk like Simon and Garfunkel from my mum. But, you know, country just kind of came from nowhere. I think I just started getting, you know, suggested a lot of great country artists to listen to, and then I sort of thought I want to write like this and I want to be this relatable sort of songwriter, and country is really the perfect place to do that, isn't it?
What kind of artist influenced you? I mean, when you're listening, you said you're listening to country music, what are those sort of artists that rubbed off on you?
Well, I really loved a lot of artists like people like Ryan Adams and people in the alternative country
world. I can tell that when I listen to your tunes that it's something that's a little bit outside the norm, I suppose.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's good. I mean, that's what everybody wants, is to be that sort of bit of uniqueness. And Ryan Adams is a huge influence, but also people like Joni Mitchell and people like Bob Dylan and the real sort of old classic artists.
Yeah, the rebels,
you know, absolutely. Those sort of renegade songwriters that had no real genre, but they just, you know, meshed it all together and it just worked. So that's really been my aim.
Well, I think you've achieved it, definitely.
Thank you. That's lovely.
So, what have you been doing in the last year music-wise?
Well, I've released a new album in the last few months. It's called Collide. It's my second album. It was produced by Diesel. We had such a great time touring together around Australia that we decided to go in and make an album. So we've released that album. I've spent all year so far on tour supporting Diesel. And then now I'm just starting my own tour called the Late Night Girl Tour off the back of the third single. So around Australia, headlining. And we just came back from Europe and the UK as well. So it's been really fun.
Do you call him Diesel or do you call him Johnny?
I call him Mark, which sounds so less rock and roll than Diesel, but that's all right.
And what an absolute legend he is. I mean, what did he bring to you and to the recording?
Well, he's just an incredibly knowledgeable person. I mean, he knows so much about so many musical genres, and even though he is in rock music, he's very versatile. He has so much knowledge about so many different genres. So he brought a lot of that to the album, and he also just his production skills are incredible, and I think that's something less people know about him. So, having him on board was really a dream.
I saw him play a couple of years ago, and I'd always known about his music, but I didn't realise how good he was on the guitar, and like I was just mesmerized. He's probably one of the best guitar players I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely, I agree with that. He's incredible on the guitar, and what I was struck by doing about 40 shows around Australia with him was that he's so incredibly consistent. So at no point does he give less than 100% on stage. He's just constantly giving so much to it, and so, you know, I learned so much from him.
I just forgot what I was going to... Oh, no, I remember now.
You're lost for words. That is a first, ladies and gentlemen. Joshio with nothing to say.
No, what I was going to say is, like, what's the next step? You've done so much now, but what do you want to go... What's the next level?
Well, absolutely want to start doing more international touring. We've kind of dipped our foot in it a little bit, but want to do much more of that, but also continue touring around Australia and making the tours more and more expansive. This current one is the biggest sort of most expansive tour I've done so far, but we want to keep making it bigger and bigger and reaching more and more people, and so we thank you guys for helping get the music out there as well.
Oh, the gorgeous and very talented Imogen Clark, thank you so much for having a chat with us here at the Muster.
Thank you guys so much.